And welcome to Radio DMG Pocket Edition for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. I'm Philip Wesley, and I'm going to bring some newsity to your face. Today is Comic Book Wednesday, and Sony announced that they'll finally have DC Comics support. Woo! Now we just need some more manga. The comic reader is updated with some neat new features like the ability to delete comics from inside the program. There's also new audio options like the ability to listen to AAC files and different other audio commentary options. In other comic news, the rumor mill says that we'll be getting stuff from Oni Press on the PSB Comic Store soon. So, Scott Pilgrim for all. Hopefully before the movie comes out. Hopefully. Well, last week was E3, and Sony completely ignored the PSB by dredging up annoying racism kid Marcus instead of games. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus murdered Gary Coleman. True story. The poor PSP has Final Fantasy IX, though, and Threads of Fate came out in Japan recently, so maybe we'll get that goodness too in America? On the other side, the Nintendo 3DS GPU was revealed to be a 400 MHz DMP Pika 200 IP core monster. That just means it eats the PSP for breakfast graphics-wise. It also chews on the GameCube, gnaws on the Dreamcast, and slobbers all over the PlayStation 2. It puts shame in the game. Speaking of shame, the Dead or Alive demo shown on the 3DS at E3 had jiggle physics. If you shook the 3DS, the motion controls built into it appropriated the right amount of 3D badonkadonk. That will be an awesome feature in the inevitable Love Plus Plus 3D. It's also what I was going to be doing when Nintendogs Plus Cats came out. I mean, it recognizes your face via the camera. It, like, if it likes you, it'll come up and lick the screen whenever it notices you. Kind of like that Xbox Kinect Skittles cat, but actually works. Anywho, I was going to see how much negative reinforcement I can put on poor kittens by shaking them every time I see them in the game. I think that eventually they'll see me coming and they'll hide in fear. Oh, Nintendogs plus cats, I will teach you to hate. As for DSiWare and PlayStation Portable PSN networks, all that can be found at the site in its respective places of interest. Also of online downloadable interest is that Nintendo has been saying that they intend to overhaul their online structure with the Nintendo 3DS. You mean actually listening to people? Anyways, we're talking an achievement system, friend lists, and actually using your account for purchase tracking. I mean, considering that anything downloaded on a properly registered Nintendo device, like the Wii or the DSi, has automatically been added to your Nintendo Club account, it looks like that the infrastructure was slowly being built, and just like I said on cross-border gaming and such, it's only a matter of time. They'll be flipping that switch soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, Nintendo is stepping up. Sony needs to start stepping up, though, on getting the PlayStation Portable UMD games, the older ones, their legacy titles, on PlayStation Network. Looks like the iPhone will be getting a port of the PSP legacy game, Final Fantasy Tactics, War of the Lions. No, seriously, they're expecting that before sometime in September. And they might actually beat the game to the PSN. So you'll be able to play on your iPhone, but not your PlayStation Portable Go? That's just lame, Sony. Come on, step up. And that pretty much wraps it up. See y'all later. There's a new Futurama coming out soon. Okay, that's Radio DMG Pocket Edition for this Wednesday, possibly midnight by the time you of third. Well, possibly Thursday by the time you hear this. But yeah, we're out. You're welcome.